links. To get to Rupa Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roll-On Roll-Off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attempt to resist, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bukhara City MC. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
Agency has intensified inspections of sacrificial cattle at key points in Lombok's Sumba Wa, verifying health certificates and ensuring animals meet veterinary standards. Between April 16th and 20th, 2025, over 6,500 cattle were shipped from the Entebbe to Java. But limited ferry capacity has led to congestion at ports like Gilimas and Lombok. Some cattle have died from heat exhaustion while waiting, prompting authorities to coordinate with owners for proper disposal and to maintain animals' welfare during transit. And the next news. The Ministry of Affairs and Fisheries has introduced technical regulation for pre-border inspections to ensure the safety and quality of imported seafood products. These inspections, conducted both on-site and remotely in countries like Norway, China, South Korea, and Vietnam, aim to identify and mitigate potentialized hazards before products enter Indonesia. But by adhering to international standards such as Codex Alimentarius, the initiative seeks to protect public health while maintaining smooth trade flows. And that was the news. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Viewers, welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be coming to you for the next 1 hour, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And for listening, this beautiful day of Monday, the start of the week, and also a special day for Hari Kartini, or Kartini Day, or also known as National Women's Day from Indonesia. And let us celebrate it in Voice of Indonesia, where we will have a special interview only on Voice of Indonesia. So make sure to tune in to our online streaming in voidius.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, enough of me yapping, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from Yofi Tulus and Glenn with Adu Rayu.
Tourist destination in a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Thank you. exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have equipment, don't worry.
the shallow water of the beach. With a snorkel equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please have your time to visit and have a vacation at Sulawesi on some beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit another island, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or kayaking to some islands.
In this special interview, we will explore the significance of Kartini's ideals in today's society and how her spirit lives on through the voices and actions of modern Indonesian women. With the theme of Spirit of Kartini, Learn and Be Creative or Be Born Forever, with a special guest, a teacher in Waika Bubak West Sumba, Astrita Major. How are you today?
Hi, yeah, I'm pretty good. It's a wonderful opportunity for me. Thank you so much for having me here to share about Kartini as the inspiring figure for education in Indonesia.
Yes, it is indeed a long journey and the spirit still continues to live on until today. And without any further ado, I would like to ask some questions. How do you think Kartini's dreams are implemented in the present? And are they still relevant until today? Already came true, even though we are still fighting for more freedom in the future. And in your opinion, what are the challenges faced by women in today's world, since every day the world is changing and maybe some challenges arose in different types each year and moving to the future? Areas. Can you tell us a little bit about the education situation in Waika Bubak and what contribution have you made during the recent years?
Thank you.
I see, that is a really honorable thing to do for you, Ms. Afrita. And can you tell us a little bit about the Hari Krishna Day in West Sumba? Is there like any celebration in like schools or maybe the streets in West Sumba? Can you tell us what needs to be done for the modern Carpini today, especially in West Sumba, maybe like the things that you hope to be prepared by the others for the future? That is a really interesting take, Ms. Afrita. And from what I know is that every small step, just like you said, is really matters into developing a new and a better world in the future. And for the last question, it's just a simple question I would like to ask, is that what is your statement that you can say to all of the women in Indonesia right now, or maybe around the globe from Indonesia, to spread the Day of Hari Kartini?
And so, yeah. So for young generation,
I think become the changes itself and make the nations a better nation for the future. Okay, boy listener, that was a really interesting take. And as we reflect on Kartini's legacy, it becomes clear that her dreams for equality, education, and empowerment are still relevant until today. Her courage continues to inspire us to break barriers and also create a more inclusive future. Thank you for joining us in honoring her spirit, and thank you so much, Ms. Astrita Mijup, the teacher in Waikabubak, West Sumba, for coming to this special interview with VOI today. And also, boy listener, stay tuned with us always for more information and also entertainment, only on Voice of Indonesia VOI Talk, and I'll see you in another episode. Okay, terima kasih.
Rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman bermain ular tangga menari-nari bebas. Rasanya baru kemarin aku lihat kawan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup kita rentangkan harap, rasanya masih baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman bunyi ombak menghirup wangi bintang. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Do you believe in wonders? In the warmth that touches your heart? In the wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling that starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses. their smiles, and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
Close up today's RR Inet with Kampung Toro. See you again.
Gorontalo, a province which was established in 2000, is known as the Hidden Paradise. It is in the Hidden Heaven that Kampung Toro Siage, or Toro Siage Village, is found, where Bajo Tribe lives. From the city of Gorontalo, we arrive in Toro Siage Pier. We continue our journey by boat to Toro Siage Village, which lies on Tomini Bay. The boat passes through under wooden corridor and people's houses. We then cross through corridors in the form of wooden bridge connecting stilt houses, which are arranged like the letter U. Zenante, community leader of Toro Siage Village, explain how to build a stilt house on your way.
Teman-temannya gotong-royong juga. Gotong-royong, panggil teman-teman, teman-teman rumah. We built the house together, calling friends to build the houses. But basically, the house making begins with pole. We used to use mangrove wood. Even the land was full of houses, but now it is prohibited. Now people use mountain wood, and even can't last for 20 years.
Since its first coming to Toro Siage in 1901, Bajo tribe has always been living on the water, as stated by the head of hamlet in Toro Siage, Akbar Arshad.
Kalau menurut dari orang-orang tua, katanya orang Bajo ini dikenal dengan istilah pelaut. Jadi orang tua itu dulu masih ada yang ingat.
Other people said that Bajo tribe is known as a sailor. So they still remember that in 1901, the tribe entered the village. There was no house in this Toro Siage village until the time, because Bajo people are known to live on boat. We called it living in Lupalan. Later, in 1930s, 7 buildings were built, but the village was not definitive yet. In the 60s, it became a definitive village.
Kalau desa kami ini awalnya sejak tahun 1901. Jadi,
our village has been established since 1901. It is called Toro Siage, as it derives from the word Siage, which is the name of the first inhabitant, while Toro in Bajo language means cape. So Siage refers to the first inhabitant, who is from Bone. It all began in 1901. In the Japanese colonial era, in 1943 to 1945, in the proclamation of independence, this village has been established. Many Bajo people were already here.
Some of the Bajo people moved to the land. In 1982, there was a settlement to bring this village to the land. Some has moved to the land. So Toro Siage is divided into three: Toro Siage Induk, Toro Siage Jaya, and Bumi Bahari. They are all from the same region. They are from this main village, Toro Siage.
is a nomadic tribe which is found not only in Borussia G, but also in Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Java, and overseas, like the Philippines. Head of Hamlet in Borussia G village, Ahmad Arshad, told us about the legend behind the spreading of major tribe.
Kalau memang sejarah dulu itu katanya orang Baju, ini kan ada kehilangan Putri Papu, istilahnya Putri Raja.
Historically, Baju people lost Putri Papu or Crown Princess. It made Baju class spread in Vela. It made Baju class spread in every cross, not only in Gorontalo, but also in Palimana, Bangkai, Jaya, and even overseas, like the Philippines. Throughout the coast, we can find Baju people, because according to history, we are spread to find the princess. Other people said that the king did not allow them to go back home if the people did not find his daughter, this princess. So the tribe lived permanently. Some lived in Gorontalo, in Kendari, in Bangkai.
In Borussia G still maintains traditional ritual as revealed by the custom hat, Sandra.
Kalau di sana adat itu ada 11 macam saya rasa. Warna itu tergantung daripada penyakit. Biasa keteguran dari penghuni lautnya, lain adatnya. Keteguran dari penghuni batu, lain adatnya.
There are different kinds of traditional ritual, yes. It depends on the disease. It is usually warning from the sea in Hibdan, the estuary in Hibdan. It all causes the disease. If people in our village are sick, but they do not recover yet after seeing the doctor, we have cultural medical treatment. This village has traditional ritual. The villagers are hit by disease like diarrhea, chickenpox, but we do not do it if the situation in the village is safe. So this traditional ritual depends on the village safety. Then, we have ritual to go to the sea. Before going to sea, we hold traditional ritual for sea inhibitants. Invisible inhibitants to avoid metal, heavy stream, typhoon, big wave, and many more.
Since 2006, the regional government has set Borussia G as a tourism village. This traditional ritual can attract tourists to visit Borussia G. The development of Borussia G as a tourism village also gives positive effect to local people, as said by Ahmad Muhammad, fisherman in Borussia G.
Di sini wisata itu kita sudah bagus, tapi ini kan dari desa belum teratur. Sekarang kita jadi apa, jadi pariwisata. Here the tourism is good, it used to be not really organized. Now this village has become tourism village. The government has arranged things. There are also tourism programs that make the village lively. It used to be quiet, the village was not like this. Once tourism program was unfilled, and government's program ran, public transportation operates well. We no longer use boat to cross from house to house, because now we have a bridge. We are free to walk anywhere. It's all because the government's program.
Despite various facilities provided, like education, health, worship, and electricity in Borussia G village,
fasilitas yang ada di sini, dari segi pendidikan ada, dari kesehatan juga sudah ada. Cuma yang bikin kendala kita di sini, terus
facilities in this village are complete from education to health. But to be honest, one thing that still becomes obstacle and makes our life hard is fresh water. Actually, the state tap water company provided water, but it hasn't worked well for 2 years. That's why people pray for the smooth water flow, because it is so uncomfortable, right? Water is an urgent daily need.
Which is highly important to support life. As a tribe that has been known to be familiar with water, and they even live on the water, hopefully, by your tribe in Borussia G, will not find it hard to get fresh water as the source of life anymore.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on BOINN.
Tribe and think with nature.